You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Mike Hagee with Scott Pridemore for another edition of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today we have the guest, Linda Arretta with Fight the Good Fight 7K. Linda, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Thank you again for having us on today. We are so grateful to be a part of this podcast today and let everyone know in the community about Fight the Good Fight and our mission.
Absolutely. And there's so many great things to do in the month of May here locally and some that serve a greater purpose. Today, we're talking about Fight the Good Fight 7K. May is a National Brain Cancer Awareness Month. And Linda, can you tell us a little bit about how you came to found Fight the Good Fight?
Yes, of course. So Fight the Good Fight was started 5 years ago when my husband, Michael Garcia, passed away from a glioblastoma. And when he passed, shortly after, 4 months after, I went to a good friend of mine, Ruth Ann, and Bear Robinson, which is our race director. And I said, you know, we need to do something. There has to be something out there that helps individuals with brain tumors and gives them that support that they need. Because there is not that many organizations out there that provide that support and that awareness. You kind of turn to the internet, kind of do your own research, and everything is negative. And then another thing that, as a family, we struggled was our copays. So I said, let's start an organization and where we provide that family support system and that resource in the community and as well as the financial relief. So we started our first raise. We raised roughly over 5,000 for our first raise. And then from there, it just got bigger each year, and we've been able to help so many in the community and raise over 50,000 plus and supporting everyone diagnosed with brain tumors.
Wow, that's incredible work, really. Since 2014?
Correct, since 2014 we started.
And so on the race website, you say the purpose is to raise both money for financial support as well as awareness of brain tumors. What do you want people to know about brain tumors? We think of them as pretty rare, but not necessarily. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it goes back to the same thing that there is not that much awareness in the community. So you're diagnosed with a brain tumor, you're sent home, you know that you have your radiation and chemo and follow-up appointments, but you don't have a support system. It's not like when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, there's so many places that you can turn to. But brain tumors are there and they're prevalent. And the way I see it is you can't function without your brain. Your brain is what coordinates everything of your body, from your emotions to the way that you're able to speak and verbalize everything from eating and picking up a fork. So it's there. And when people are diagnosed with it, it just affects them so much and it affects the whole family. So it's just bringing that awareness to our community.
Absolutely. And how did you come up with the name Fight the Good Fight?
So the Fight the Good Fight is 2 Timothy 4:7. And it's the scripture that we read at my husband's mass, and it's on his tombstone. And I wanted to, it kind of just basically spoke about him. He fought hard. He fought hard for 3 years, always with a smile. And he did. He kept it with his faith. And I said, this is the best way to honor him and remember him. And it gives everyone else that strength as well.
We used to see that firsthand. Michael is such a strong person and wanted to be there until the end for his family. And I know that he must be so proud of the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Mike.
That's fantastic. I do want to ask, so how do you use the funds and the money that you raise through the 7K.
Okay, so basically what we do is first we try to keep our expense as low as possible. I'm really big on keeping those expenses down. So once we pay your shirts, timing company, and whatever other expenses we have, race director or whatnot, part of the proceeds stay always in reserves for any emergency funds for patients. And then the large sum of the portion will go to the ambassador that's chosen for that year. So, for example, last year we were able to give $8,000 to Renee, and her family. The year before that, we were able to give Scott Treon roughly $8,500. And this year, I hope to kind of do the same thing. And we've already given, so this week I met with another family and we gave them $1,000 for emergency funds. So we work, all of our team, all of our board members work very hard getting sponsorships and runners to be able to raise as much funds as possible.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about the 7K race.
So we have a 7K, which is a timed race, and it starts over at the Presbyterian Huntersville Church, and it goes into the Vermilion, and then loops around back and ends at the Presbyterian Huntersville Church, and that's a timed. And then we also have a 1.7 timed and an untimed family fun run. So we welcome everyone, strollers, kiddos that want to use scooters or their bikes, as well as pets, as long as they're on their leash. So it's a very family-friendly oriented event that we have.
Tell us about the significance of the distances.
So my husband's favorite number was 17, and then he did pass in the month of July 7. So we decided to kind of use that number. So the 7, we used a 7 to kind of, in his memory, in his honor, and remember him.
The race is upcoming Saturday, May 18th in Huntersville. Where can we go to find more information and sign up?
So you can go onto our website, www.fightthegoodfight.org, and then all the information is there. You'll see our mission, ways to register, other community events that we're having prior to the race and even after the race to raise awareness, as well as lots of opportunities to volunteer. So let's say you're not a runner and you just don't feel that you can go out there and run. But we always need volunteers, whether it's at our water stops, cheering our runners out, kind of helping us set up prior to or even after the event, kind of picking up or whatnot.
Absolutely. And as a company, we've been so fortunate to be a part since the beginning and just have an opportunity to be there and witness that. The energy seems to be electric on the day of, just lots of optimism, with dire circumstances from some of the perspective of the family, they seem to be upbeat, chipper, just electric energy. And the event itself seems to be a huge success every year.
Yes. And we thank you so much, Mike, always being there, your company, Pridemore, and then also just the support that your family has always offered to our family as well. We're very grateful for that.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and we can't wait to see you soon. We look forward on May 18th. It should be a lot of fun, and we'll be pushing this out to all the folks that listen to the Charlotte Real Estate Podcast, and we'll definitely be hitting you up and making sure we're there.
Definitely, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us today on the Charlotte Real Estate Podcast. Mike Hagee with Scott Pridemore for another edition. Thanks for tuning in.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.